kid, you better come running. It's old Smiling Ed and his Bust Up Brown Gang. And uncles and nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters and cousins and pets. And everybody, this is your old buddy Smiling Ed and his big Buster Brown gang getting set for another good old Saturday jamboree. And we're going to have more fun than a barrel of monkeys. Just wait till you hear my exciting Indian story for today. Boy, oh boy, we're all here. Yes, sir, just raring to go. How are you today, Squeaky the Mouse? How are you? Oh, you're all right. Yeah, you're the cutest little mouse there is. We're going to have a tune on your little magic music box after a while, too. And if old Froggy the Gremlin bothers you today, I'll sprinkle so much salt on him, well, we'll all be able to see him, and then we'll grab him and give him a good spanking.
I know a riddle, I do.
Oh, there he is now. Froggy, you had better be good today.
I know a riddle, I do.
Well, you can just keep it to yourself. We don't want to hear it.
Don't you want to hear it? Don't you?
No, we don't.
Then I'll tell it to you. I will. How can you keep a rooster from crowing on Sunday morning? How can you?
What'd you say? How do I know? How can you keep a rooster from crowing on Sunday morning?
Cut his head off Saturday night.
Well, for goodness sake, such a riddle. Even old Brandy laughed at that one. Well, that'll be enough from you today, Froggy.
Meow.
Well, midnight, you nice old tabby cat, you. I was wondering where you were. Well, I wish you'd look. Midnight has on her new Buster Brown shoes. I bet she's going to dance to the music box today, aren't you, Midnight?
Meow.
Well, that's just swell. Midnight and Squeaky get lots of letters about their dancing, too.
I just mailed myself a letter. I did.
Well, listen to that. You just mailed yourself a letter, Froggy. Well, what did you say to yourself?
How do I know? How do I? How do I know? I won't get it till tomorrow. I won't.
Oh, Froggy, if you don't get out of here... Well, what'd you say, Granny? Oh, Granny says, I'm sleepy. Well, the very idea. We can't have any sleepy folks around here. Hey, kids, shall we wake old Granny up with a song, shall we, huh? Okay, let's wake him up with a good old army song. Come on. Company! The other day I catched a meet an older friend of mine. He'd been in camp for several weeks and he was looking fine. His muscles had developed and his cheeks were rosy red. I asked him how he liked the life and this is what he said. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. Oh, I'll amputate his reveille and step upon his heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed. Hey, soldier, time to get up. Oh, mother, I don't want to get up. I'm sleepy. Come on, soldier, come on. You'll be late for school. Oh, why does a feller have to get up so early? Gee whiz, I'm sleepy. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up this morning. Oh, boy, the minute the battle is over. Oh, boy, the minute the foe is dead. I'll put my uniform away and move to Philadelphia and spend the rest of my life in bed. Well, that should wake old Brandy up.
Meow.
What's the matter with you, Squeaky, and Midnight?
Meow.
Oh, yeah, I see. Oh, you want to play your little music box. Well, I don't know. I'll ask the kids about it. Hey, kids, shall we let Squeaky and Midnight play the music box now, huh? Okay, all right, Squeaky. Get over there and wind it up now. Say, are you and Midnight ready to dance when the music box plays? Sure, I see you have your little Buster Brown shoes on so we can hear the taps. All right, Squeaky, get over there and wind it up. It's over on the top of the piano. Wind it up. There you go. Yeah, he's going to wind it up. My goodness. Oh, dear, he's got a great big grin on his little old mousy face. That's enough. Now you'll break the spring. Wait a minute. Whoop, hold on, whoop. Yeah, that's it now. Midnight.
Meow.
Come on, I want you to press the button so the music box will start, will you?
Meow.
There she goes. She's pressing. I don't know where it's been running out. It's moving. Something moving in there. Yeah. Something's going to do it, I guess. There it goes. Oh, my goodness, will you listen to that? That sweet low twill. Isn't that a crazy song? I know that. Oh, sweet low twill, puffing on cornfield. Sweet low twill, whittling on wood. Sitting there wishing he could go fishing. Over the hill, Tweedle-o-twill. Uh-oh. There they go. Oh, my goodness. Squeaky and midnight dancing on the piano. Don't it look cute dancing there? Yes, the old family made a big turn. Uh-oh. Something happened. Oh, running down. Oh, dear, the little old music box run down. Oh, my. Say, kids, didn't Squeaky and Midnight look cute dancing in their little Buster Brown shoes, huh? Didn't they? You bet. Squeaky and Midnight are proud of their Buster Brown shoes. And say, kids, speaking of shoes, I know something we can all do every Saturday morning right after Smiling Ed's program that'll tickle the daylights out of Mother and Dad. We can get out our shoe polish and brush and give our Buster Brown shoes a good shining. Yes, sirree. And listen, kids, shining your shoes every week makes them last longer. Why, it helps to keep the water out of the leather and helps to keep them from becoming scuffed. Say, Buster Brown shoes are such fine shoes. Why, Buster Brown folks even make shoes for our soldiers, our sailors, and our Marines. And what's good enough for our fighting men is good enough for us. How about it, kids? Is that right?
Yeah!
So, literally, boy, you bet you my neck. And that's why I want you to be sure and get the name of the store that sells Buster Brown shoes in your town when the announcer comes on after our story to tell us about it. Write down that store's name, kids, and put the paper right smack dab in your own ration book so you'll have it. When you need the best shoes, what am? Buster Brown shoes. Yes, sir. And now, kids.
I'll tell a riddle. I will.
You'll do nothing of the sort, Frosty Gremlin. Uh-oh. There goes our good old storytime theme song. And that means it's time for Smiling Ed to tell his brothers another super-duper story. And what a story we have for today. A story from right here in our own country, the United States. You know, many years ago, when we were colonizing our great western state, that part of the country was very wild. When men ventured into those states, those great states, they braved great dangers from savage animals and savage Indians. Many men in our government wanted to be fair and just with the Indians. But sometimes it takes a lot of fighting before a problem's understood. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of my story. A story all about Billy Staley. Billy was about 12 years old at the time, and he lived with his father, Colonel Staley, of the United States Army, in the prairie fort named Fort Brennan. They were right in the middle of the Indian and Buffalo country. And Billy, even though a young boy, was a crack shot with a sharp rifle and a Colt Frontier 44 revolver. He was a crack rider, too. And as we join the story, he's galloping across the plains on his Pinto Bronco Paint. Listen.
Ah, there it is again. Prairie grass all trampled, but just in a narrow path. Uh-huh. Just as I thought. That's Indian sign. Now, let's see. This trail was made by a good-sized Indian war party on horseback, riding single file. Our Kit Masters didn't teach me how to read Indian sign. Let's go, Pete. Dad don't want to hear about this. Good boy.
Excuse me, Colonel Staley, but Caleb Forbes is out here to see you.
Good. Send him in. I ask him to come.
Yes, sir. Come right in, Mr. Forbes.
Thanks, Corporal. Well, how do you do, Colonel Staley?
How are you, Caleb? Glad to see you. Sit down.
Thanks, Colonel. What's on your mind?
Good news, Caleb. I think the Indian Wars will soon be over in this area.
Hey, what?
The treaty with the Arapahoes and the Staked Plains Sioux has been signed by the president. It's on its way right now by Pony Express.
Well, fine. You say the treaty is coming by Pony Express, eh?
That's right. Now, of course, the government hasn't appointed a real Indian agent for this territory as yet. But you have so much influence with the Indians, I thought you'd sit in with us and sort of officiate when we sign the treaty.
Well, now, I'll think it over. Pony Express won't be here for some time with that treaty, I suppose.
Matter of fact, it should be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I'll have to... That is... Fine. We'll get together and...
Dad! I've been on the prairie and... sorry. I didn't know someone was with you.
Son, this is Caleb Forbes. He's known out here as the Indian man. Caleb, it's my son, Billy.
Glad to meet you, sir.
Glad to meet up with you, son.
Dad, I found Indians down in the prairie. A war party.
A war party?
Yes, sir. All the signs were there. It wasn't a hunting party.
How about that, Forbes? You promised me the Indians would be quiet.
I think the kid's mistaken. No Indians on the warpath.
I'm sorry, sir. The kitmaster's trained me to read sign in the trail. And I know a war party's trail when I see one.
Well, you misread that one. Take it from me. Colonel, I gotta be going. Send me a message when that treaty gets here. If it ever does.
Holy smoke, a war party of Indians starting out. Just when the treaty is almost there. Personally, I think Billy was right, and it was a war party. And another thing, kids, I have a funny hunch this Caleb Forbes is a crook. We see him now riding up to an Indian encampment.
How? Chief Santa Claus, I have much news.
Good. When we fight soldiers, huh?
Maybe pretty soon. Bad things happened.
Bad? What happened?
Great White Father in Washington sends paper of peace.
Santa no like that. That makes Chief Thundercloud happy.
Yeah, I know. Chief Thundercloud wants peace with the whites. You want war. And Thundercloud is the real leader of your tribe.
Plenty bad. Thundercloud make Indians leave warpath. No fight soldiers in fort when paper come.
Okay, Santa. Want to listen to me?
Santa, listen. Me want warpath. Young brave won't come with me. Make fight with soldier. Plenty scalp. Plenty alarm pump.
Right. Here's what we do. We get ready to attack the fort right now. This morning there was a load of gold bullion brought there by wagon trail. We raid the fort. Massacre everybody in it so they can't talk later. We're rich men. Understand?
That's good. But how about paper of peace, hmm? Thundercloud go to fort this morning. Don't the colonel call him come. Say, Thundercloud, you come. We sign paper of peace. All be friendly.
Thundercloud gone to the fort to sign the paper with Colonel Staley, eh? Okay. If there's no paper, they can't sign it.
What you mean?
Just this. You and me are going to capture that Pony Express rider and see to it that the treaty never gets to Fort Brenner.
Hey, would you listen to that? I guess we were right, huh? That old Caleb Forbes is a downright crook. Isn't this a swell story, kids, huh? You like it? You bet your life. You bet your life. Old Smiling Ed has a million good stories for his buddies. And we'll finish our story in just a minute. But, kids, did you ever have someone get all your fingers in his hand and squeeze until it hurt? Sure you have. You've done that. And that's just what happens to your toes when you try to walk around in shoes that are too tight for you. But when your Buster Brown shoe man fits you with Buster Brown shoes, ha-ha! Boy, oh boy, they fit you to a T. With plenty of room to let your toes grow straight as they should. So, before you buy shoes, just look inside the shoe for that good old name, Buster Brown. If that name isn't there, you just say, hold on there, Mr. Shoe Man. I've got to have genuine Buster Brown shoes. Yes, sir. Tell him you're old Smiling Ed's buddy and you mean business. And kid, be sure to have your pencil and paper ready to put down the name of the store in your town that sells Buster Brown shoes when the announcer tells you about it in a few minutes. Remember, put that paper right in your own ration book where Mother can see it. We can't afford to make any mistake about Buster Brown shoes because we're buddies and we stick together. But now let's get back to Fort Brenner where Colonel Staley and Chief Thundercloud are waiting for the Pony Express rider with the treaty. But young Billy, he didn't have time to sit around and wait for the Pony Express rider. He saddled up paint and went out on the prairie. He didn't know exactly what he was looking for, but his prairie-trained senses seemed to warn him of trouble. With paint traveling at a fast lope, he traveled over the buffalo grounds, keeping a sharp eye this way and that. Listen.
Oh, paint. What's that over there, paint? The ground's all scuffed. Come on. Oh, boy. Oh, there was a fight here. Let's see, about 3 or 4 horses. Blood. Somebody shot, that's a cinch. Ah, a piece of leather, piece of a belt. There. No, a strap. And the buckle is stamped USM, United States Mail. The Pony Express man. Come on, Paint. We're following this trail.
And young Billy was right. It was the Pony Express rider. Forbes and Panther Claw waited in a thicket alongside the trail. And when the rider came along, they attacked and wounded him. And then tying him up with ropes, they threw him across a horse and hurried back to where the war party of Indians was waiting. Listen.
Okay, Panther Claw. I got him. Ease him out of the saddle.
Me too. There.
Now, let me go through that mail pouch. I'll rip it open. There's nothing in here that looks like a treaty.
Maybe him already been to fort. Leave paper of peace with soldier,
No. No, I don't think so. Couldn't have gone to the fort and then been where we jumped him. He might have that treaty hidden somewhere. We'll tie him up in this thicket here. Nobody will find him. We can come back to him after we've attacked the fort. Let's go.
But a brave boy on a pinto horse sat atop a high rise in the near distance and watched them. He reined his horse down behind the rise as the Indians mounted and galloped off to raid Fort Brenner. Then he put the pinto into a lope and headed straight for the thicket. Yes, it was Billy Staley. Listen.
Oh, there, boy. Oh, stand, boy. I'll walk into the thicket here. What?
Oh.
Who's that?
Help.
It's the Pony Express rider over there. Oh, wait a minute, sir. I have those ropes cut in a jiffy. You're wounded.
War party. Indians. Where they go?
To raid Fort Brenner.
No. No, they can't. Treaty. I've got treaty.
You had a treaty. But I saw that crook Forbes take your mail pouch. So I suppose he's got it now.
No. Treaty hidden in my boot. Take it. Hurry. Stop massacre.
What? For the treaty in your boot? Oh, boy, wait till I take this old Thundercloud. He'll get the rest of his braves and make old Caleb Forbes look sick.
But while Billy was riding to Thundercloud's camp, Forbes and Panther Claw and the war party have ridden fast. And now they've surrounded Fort Brenner. Already the great circle of death has been formed by the Indians. And they're riding pell-mell in a huge circle around the fort, hanging onto the sides of their horses and shooting at the soldiers inside. Another group of braves have dismounted. They're shooting flaming arrows into the fort, trying to start it ablaze. Listen.
Come on, men! Make every jump cast! They're charging against us!
What's wrong with them? They're running away, Sergeant.
What's this?
Sure enough, sir. Lane's right. Look, we wasn't turning them enough for that. They're running away.
No wonder. Look what's coming.
Holy smoke, more engines. Now we're really in for it.
No, we're not. Look, that pinto pony in the lead. That's my boy. That's Billy.
Why, sure enough, sir. And next to him on that big black stallion. If that ain't Chief Thundercloud, I'm in the Navy.
It is. Look, the Indians that attacked the fort. Thundercloud and his braves have rounded them up. Say, those men were out on their own. Here, Sergeant, get the main gates open. Billy and Thundercloud are coming in fast.
And to Chief Thundercloud, we owe our lives. He came in the last moment. We could not have held out much longer. Thank you, Chief Thundercloud.
No, thank me. Thank boys. He brave boy, wise boy. Someday he be great chief. Now, paper signed. We at peace. I have peace pipe. We smoke
Yes, Chief Thundercloud. We smoke to a life of peace between red man and white.
Good. I smoke to west wind. I smoke to east wind. I smoke to north wind. I smoke to south wind. I smoke to stars and moon. I smoke to earth.
Well, stay there, kids. I hope you like that story. But that little old Billy sure used his head. Of course, Billy was trained to the prairie in the ways of Indians. But he did all a grown man could do because he was ready when an emergency arose. And you know, kid, we can be ready, too, when big things come up in our lives. We can see that we have a good, strong body by eating all the food Mother sets before us and getting plenty of good sleep. We can study at school so that we be plenty smart and know how to handle things that come up. Oh, for goodness sake, looks to me like something's coming up right now. What on earth is this? Here come elephants, tigers, monkeys, pigs, chickens, cats. Oh, for heaven's sake. Here come all the animals in Uncle Noah's Ark. A long, long time ago, as all you kids should know, Uncle Noah built himself an ark. For 40 days and nights, the rain was sure a fright, and the animals nearly tore his ark apart. Well, the ducks went quack, the cows went moo, the rooster, he went cock-a-doodle-doo. The old tomcatcher raised an awful row, midnight. The old pig squealed with the billy goat's cod. Old bullfrog said, "Please rain me that." Uncle Noah's Ark, the madhouse now. Well, the horses and cattle and fowl of the air. Why, even the long-eared old donkey was there. Well, the ducks went quack, the cows went moo, the rooster, he went cock-a-doodle-doo. All was there in Uncle Noah's Ark. Well, the ducks went, the cow went, the rooster went, yeah. The old tomcatcher raised it all around. Mitty.
Meow.
The old pig, the billy goat, the bullfrog said, "We can raise me that." Uncle Noah's Ark, the madhouse now. Well, the horses and cattle and all of the air. Why, even that old long-eared donkey was there. Well, the ducks went, and the cow went, and the rooster went. All were there in Uncle Noah's Ark. What's that? Well, bless my soul, if it isn't our good old mailman whistler.
Flanders, Goshen, yes. Give me a hand with these here sacks,
okay,
smiling Ed. Oh, dear, must be 100,000 letters in here.
Oh, no, Mr. Mailman, there couldn't be that many letters there.
Well, maybe not, but I bet there's a million of them anyway.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, I don't care for the trillion of them. Every buddy and sweetheart of mine who wrote me for our super-duper official Busta Brown birthday card... we'll get one. You can bet your neck on that. And say, kids, if you're having a birthday, whenever you're having a birthday, sit down and write right after our program and write old Smiling Ed in care of the station you're listening to right now for your very own Busta Brown birthday card with all our pictures on it. Just tell me how old you are, and I'll send it a Calahoo. Yes, sir. And now we're all going to sing our official birthday song. For all you birthday havers, I want you to stand up wherever you are out there. Well, for you're having a birthday, here we go. Happy birthday to you, Squeaky. Froggy.
Happy birthday, I say.
Happy birthday. Buddies and sweethearts, don't forget to send for your special Busta Brown birthday card now. Now, I told you I'd have your announcer come in to tell you where to get Smiling Ed Busta Brown shoes in your town. Grab your pencil quick, kids, now, and write down the name of the store, because here it comes. I'll be back in just a minute. Come on in, Mr. Announcer.
Yes, Smiling Ed, I'll tell your buddies how to find the store that sells Buster Brown shoes. It's easy, kid. Just pick up your telephone book, then turn to the yellow pages till you come to the heading of shoes. There you'll find the name Buster Brown, and under it, the name and address of the store nearest you that sells Buster Brown shoes. And here's another way to find the store that sells Buster Brown shoes. Look on the radio page of your Friday evening newspaper. Yes, on the radio page of every Friday evening paper, you'll find the store that sells Buster Brown shoes in your town. Look for the name of that store right now, kid. Write it down, and then you'll be all set for swell Buster Brown shoes when you need them.
You bet your kid, hang on to the name of that store. Put it right in your own ration book. And now, kid, has everyone had fun around here today, huh?
Yeah!
You bet. Well, you haven't heard or seen anything yet. Just wait till next Saturday at this same time when old Smiling Ed tells you a story about a brave little girl who helped out with the Japanese down in the Philippines. Oh, is it thrilling? I want every single one of my buddies and sweethearts to be right on hand next Saturday. And say, buddies, be sure to tell every kid you meet next week about our fun every Saturday. We're buddies and we stick together. And don't forget to go to church or Sunday school tomorrow. I'm counting on you. Keep listening for this little tune. When you hear it, come a running. The happy gang of Buster Brown is on the air. The happy gang of Buster Brown now leaves the air. So watch for us, buddies. Next Saturday, we'll come with a bang and a big parade. Buster Brown is on the
This program came to you from Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.